In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shotgun. Hurts. Gives it off to Barkley. He turns the corner. He's on his way. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20. Saquon Barkley. Give it to him enough, and he will do just that.
Just an unbelievable performance by Saquon, who's off to a start. I mean, it's got to rival T.O. in 04 for the, you know, one of the best starts we've ever seen from an Eagles player who joined.
Most rushing yards by an Eagle through six games ever.
It's unbelievable. And I'll say, look, I'm not old enough to have seen Wilbert, but I saw the rest of the group, and I referenced to Ray Diddy. I do think Saquon's the best of that group that I've seen. Now, obviously, he's not
the
most.
He's the best I've seen.
Right?
Without a doubt. I feel incredibly confident about it.
And I love those guys. I mean, B. West, Ricky Wooders was incredible. I mean, LeSean was unbelievable.
B. West was having a field day on Twitter yesterday watching that.
What was he saying?
He was just like, he was loving it.
Good.
He was just loving all the running. It was kind of fun.
That's great. That's great. By the way, you know, I thought Kelsey had a great tweet yesterday, and it certainly echoes what I was thinking about.
I did, too. I showed it to my wife. I like this tweet so much about the Saquon stuff, right?
Yeah. All right, let me read this, and then we'll get right back to the phones. And by the way, the Merrill montage of how it sounded with that Eagles victory coming up in just the next couple of minutes. But here's something Jason Kelsey tweeted yesterday. He said, "For the life of me, I don't understand why Giants fans hate Saquon for what happened and not the Giants organization for the fact that he is an Eagle. They have absolutely no one to blame other than the Giants ownership and management decisions for why he is no longer a Giant. Obviously understand their hate of the Eagles and desire for him not to succeed. Just very odd this energy is directed at him more so than the organization." I agree 1,000,000%. I mean, what a bunch of bozos the New York sports fans look like, you know, booing him and getting on his case. I mean, he gave them 37 chances. 37,000 chances to sign him long term, and they didn't want to do it. Okay.
And there's also, this is not like, we don't really know what happened behind closed doors.
Yeah.
We saw it. We know what happened.
Totally.
There is no other side here.
There's not. And look, I'll just say this. There is an argument for they were going to be so bad, why pay a running back? And I kind of get that. Then they should have traded him at some point or something. I mean, sometimes you do that. It's like, all right, we're not going anywhere with this player. Let's move on. Let's reset. Hopefully in 2 years we're good and someone else comes in here that can help us. Okay, that's reasonable. But then get something for the guy while you have him. Don't just be a freaking idiot. All right, let's go to the phones. The Merrill montage, which is going to have a heavy focus on Saquon Barkley, that's coming up in the next 2 or 3 minutes here. You're going to love it. Great calls from Merrill and Mike yesterday with the game. Neil in North Jersey. Neil, good morning.
Gentlemen, very long time no speak. Thanks as always for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, how are you, Neil? Are you okay? Doing all right?
I'm doing well. My dad passed away a few months ago. Thank you.
Very sorry to hear that, Neil. We wish you and your family the best, my man.
Thank you. I've kind of been working, you know, midnight shift and late hours, so I haven't had a chance to call the morning show. But now that I'm back to the morning hours, it's appropriate that I call the best morning show. So thanks for taking my call, as always.
It's great to hear you, Neil.
Thank you. So I think yesterday was about, you know, sometimes simplicity, like going back to first principles, really works well for a football team. And I think if you look at the Eagles, we got back to first principles of Philadelphia football, running, dominating in the trenches, running the football. And, you know, if we turn Jalen Hurts into an upper tier game manager, that's okay. That's not necessarily a complaint or some kind of pejorative. Like, if we minimize his mistakes, we're going to win the game. And I think the key too is, you look yesterday, we had fourth quarter pass rush that took Daniel Jones out of the game, 5 sacks. And that allowed us to run the ball and kill clock. And I think that is the template going forward. I think last year we tried to make Jalen Hurts into a pocket passer where he's going to throw 30 times. And that's not really maximizing his skill set effectively. So I think we have the template going forward, ironically, but going back to the first principles that Philadelphia
football. Look, Neil, I'll say this about your theory. I think that it's both good and bad. And what I mean is I do think it helps the Eagles have a better chance to win games this year, for the most part.
Agreed.
But I also think, you know, to win the Super Bowl and really be elite, normally, you need more than a game-ish manager. And I want to see Jalen improve so they can lean on him more, but I need Sirianni and Kellen Moore to be smart about it in the meantime.
They need to do a good job of helping him.
Well, the regression of Jalen Hurts is part of the issue.
No, it is the issue. It's the issue.
Right, and I think, you know, when you're paying a quarterback $40, $50 million a year, you're not paying him to be a game manager. You're expecting him to be that top-tier quarterback. So, you know, it's, like you said, a double-edged sword. If he minimizes mistakes and we win, it's great.
Yeah.
But we're not getting the most out of that contract that he got. And I think, you know, the Giants are done. I think that, you know, we get 5 sacks against that O-line. You know, they're finished. As far as Washington goes, I mean, I think they're legit. I mean, I really think this season is going to come down to a Giants-Commanders game for probably the division.
Eagles-Commanders, Matt, yeah.
Eagles-Commanders, thank you. And I think that is the real, you know, I think that's where it's going to come down to. I guess my question is this. So when we have these last 4 games, I said we had to go 4-0 against these bad teams to really sort of get on the bandwagon that the Eagles are back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do they have to go 4-0?
No.
Or you don't think so?
No. Well, first off, they might not because, you know, they're not even favored this week because the Bengals are not bad. They may not be good, but I don't think they're bad. So let's just start with that. Look, if they go 3-1 in this stretch, they'll net out to 5-3, which, while not optimal, isn't bad. And I don't think Washington's going to run away with the division. Plus, with the 3 wild cards, I know the NFC North has all these teams above 500 right now. But with 3 wild cards, you know, 9-8 typically has a pretty good shot to get you in the postseason. Obviously, the Eagles could get to 10-7. That's not crazy talk. They could get to 11-6. So we'll see. I mean, I hope they win this week, but it's not the end of the season if they don't. All right, let's listen to how it sounded yesterday. I mean, it was an exciting victory. Not a fun first quarter, but they really cranked it up with the long Saquon run that changed the game. And then the play to me that really, really changed things was when they hit, you know, when Jalen with a tremendous throw hit A.J. deep. That was when it's like, all right, this feels like a different day. And I did not liken the decision to go for 4th down, but it worked. Credit to Sirianni and Hurts for a great play, and A.J., of course. Let's listen to how it sounded here yesterday on WIP.
We're going to need a montage. Ooh, it takes a montage.
Saquon Barkley is back at MetLife Stadium for his return after being drafted by the Giants.
Hey, we're going to do the right thing. We're going to let you hit free agency.
And coming back to play against his old team.
I'm going to have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia. I'll tell you that. As I've told you, just being out.
I just think that it becomes personal for Saquon Barkley today.
All you Wolves nightmares are about to come true.
Handoff goes inside. Barkley takes it up to the 30-yard line to pick up a 4. The handoff goes to Barkley off the right side. He spins forward. He has a 1st down and more. Barkley He turns the corner. He's on his way. He's at the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20. Saquon Barkley, give it to him enough, and he will do just that. Hurts gives it to Barkley. He pushes. He shoves. He is into the end zone. Touchdown! His fifth rushing touchdown of the season.
I'm sure they're missing Saquon Barkley here.
I mean, in a perfect world, I'd still like to have him back. I just, until we can prove that we have a decent offense without him.
Daniel's making a lot of money, and it's the fork. Like, we got to figure out, is he the guy? So we got to protect him.
In the gun, Jones. He's back. He's stepping up. He's hit, and he is down. They've got him.
Sweaty.
Back for Sweat. Here comes the rush. They've got him again. Inside the 30-yard line, the Kobe Dean. Daniel Jones is sacked. That was Jalen Carter.
We're gonna be fine.
It is fourth down and three. Hurts takes the snap. He's back. He steps up. He lets it go, and it is caught in for the touchdown. A.J. Brown.
When there's a question, go to A.J. Brown.
Hand off again to Barkley. He's free. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. On his feet at the 20. 15. Down to the 12. He's done it again. They'll go brotherly shove once again. They push and they shove Hurts into the end zone. Touchdown. Hurts back. Hurts looks. Hurts looks. He's going to run. He's got the first down. And he bounces off a man, but he's got the first down at the 2. He takes the snap. They push him. And he is in for the touchdown. And they are heading for the aisle.
And they are headed for the exits here.
Van Sumeren is in to play fullback. Give goes to Barkley. He breaks two tackles. Three. He's at the 30. He's at the 40. He's at the 45. And he carries three Giants to the 49-yard line. If you like blowouts, you have one to celebrate, because the Eagles just ripped apart the Giants. The final score, the Eagles 28, the Giants 3.
I see my jersey getting burned. In that moment, I was ready for 3rd and 1. Let's just say that.
Tremendous victory. Tremendous victory by the Eagles, and obviously Saquon, the star of stars yesterday. He really is. I mean, he's had it if he keeps this going on all-pro season. I mean, he does look like the best running back in pro football.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.